Thousands of young people have done the impossible this spring, moved the needle in the national debate over gun control. High schoolers walked out in droves across the country after the Marjorie Stoneman Douglas shooting in Florida. They're demanding tighter restrictions on assault-style weapons and minimum ages for gun purchases, among other measures. For other kids, guns aren't something to be feared, though. They're a sport, a family tradition, something fun. GLT's Ryan Denham speaks with some young competitors. Shooters, their parents, and their coaches.
It sounds impossible. Pick up a rifle, aim it at a target 33 feet away, and try to hit a bullseye the size of a period in a 12-point Times New Roman font. 17-year-old Jaden Thompson can do it. The Normal West student is among the best young shooters in the country. She spends hours and hours at the range. Her coach calls her a range rat. There are other sacrifices, too.
If you eat anything sugary or full of caffeine, it will affect your shooting, and it starts making your heart rate faster, and you don't want a faster heart rate when you're shooting. I also have to take physical training into account, so you have to do a lot of cardio and core strength.
The Bloomington girl says she loves what shooting demands of her.
And it's just you when you're on the gun. It's no one else. So it's about very extreme focus, which I really enjoy.
High schoolers across the country, including in Bloomington Normal, have rallied for more gun control since the February 14th shooting in Parkland, Florida.
Change!
When do we want it?
Now!
What do we want?
Change!
When do we want it?
Now!
States like Florida have responded with tighter gun restrictions, and Illinois is considering the same. While her peers at Normal West and other schools have planned walkouts and made protest signs, Jaden has been at the range practicing. She's getting ready for June's USA Shooting Rifle and Pistol National Championships in Fort Benning, Georgia. Jaden agrees that there are dangerous people who shouldn't be allowed to have a gun, but she says policymakers should focus more on those troubled individuals, not on the guns themselves. She wants more people to learn about gun safety.
It's not the gun that pulls the trigger, so you can't really blame any of these things on the guns. So it's more people.
Jaden started shooting around age 13, just before 8th grade. That's typical for kids from gun families like Jaden, whose relatives are avid hunters. A Pew Research Center study shows that those who grew up around guns usually fire their first one around 14. Jaden is one of many young shooters who take lessons through Central Illinois Precision Shooters, or SIPS, as they call it. SIPS has a range next to Darnell's, about 15 minutes west of Bloomington Normal. I visited with several SIPS coaches, students, and parents on a recent weeknight.
Oh, that was my rough one.
No, you hit a good one, and
so
you winged
that.
But the wrist
shot is real tight.
I asked what they thought of the national post-Parkland debate over guns, how young people around the same age could see things so differently on guns. They say there's a gap of understanding between gun enthusiasts and opponents. They said legal gun owners, especially competitive shooters, prioritize gun safety first and foremost, and are not the cause of America's gun violence problem. They want to see more gun opponents come to the range and see what it's like. They say their defense of gun culture is not just about the Second Amendment. There's more room in the middle of the gun debate than we think. That's according to Joe Miller, the head coach at SIPS.
The media is full of the extremes, and people are listening, but they're not hearing. And I don't have an answer for it. I truly don't.
Miller says that Illinois' gun laws are restrictive enough that they would have stopped someone like the Florida shooter before he killed 17 people. But Miller is not opposed to all new gun measures. He said he'd like to see more states reporting information into the National Instant Criminal Background Check System to improve the quality of checks. He said he'd like to see harsher penalties for those caught with a weapon without a FOID card. In Illinois, you must be at least 18 years old to legally purchase a long gun and at least 21 to buy a handgun. But there are exceptions. A minor can apply for a FOID card with a parent or legal guardian sponsor. For many adults who own guns, exposure to guns happened at an early age. According to the Pew study, about two-thirds of current gun owners say there were guns in their household growing up, and 76% report that they first fired a gun before they were 18. Children as young as 8 begin learning to shoot through 4-H programs. That's according to Kurt Willoughby of Danvers, who teaches at SIPS and through 4-H. So where does an 8-year-old start?
We start them off on a T200 Sporter air rifle. It's a smaller, lighter rifle. The kids can hold it for the most part. They start them off in prone position, and they'll shoot there for a while. If some of the littler kids, if they can't hold it, we have benches, or we'll put them on tables, on sandbags, so they can hold it. They'll learn sight picture, sight alignment, trigger control, and breathing.
Air rifles, by the way, are different than traditional firearms. They typically shoot pellets using compressed air or other gases. Coach Willoughby says he loves teaching kids because he gets to see his students mature as they get better.
That's our paydays, watching them become responsible young people. I mean, it's a great feeling to see someone come in that looks at their shoes, won't talk to you. A year later, they're talking to crowds, they're talking to people about shooting sports. You know, we teach them a lot of life skills, and we watch them change and say it's a great feeling that we can help somebody.
That's what happened with 15-year-old Ty Scher from Farmer City. He shot his first gun by age 8. Here's Coach Miller talking about Ty.
He was quiet, and I mean, you could spell quiet with a capital Q, because he just, we joke, you ask him a question or you say something to him and he'd shrug his shoulders. I think he did not use a complete sentence in communicating with me for 6 months.
Like other kids, Ty tried team sports like baseball, basketball, and soccer. Here's his mother, Vanessa.
But when he came here for the first time, I saw excitement, and I hadn't seen that in the previous sports. So that was a positive sign. And then as we kept going with it, I saw him become more assertive. He would problem solve, which as a parent was nice to see. That was very hard for him. A lot of times he would just miss out on things or, you know, not get the help he needed because he was too shy to ask. And now, in a match just the other day, he actually challenged a shot that he thought should have been, that was scored incorrectly. And I thought for sure he would let it go and just take the hit, and he didn't. So that was an accomplishment, in my opinion, as a mother.
Ty says he likes the problem-solving nature of the sport, figuring out, for example, that the setting on his front sight was a little too small during a recent practice, which was making his shots not as tightly grouped as he'd like them. So he opened it up a bit and fixed it.
I like the challenge. You learn a lot about yourself.
Ty says he thinks there's a lack of awareness about the shooting sports that may unfairly shape public opinion on guns. He said he thinks there's a way to deal with gun violence in the U.S. without harming his sport.
When I'm here, I don't really worry about it that much. To me, everybody's got their opinions.
Ty's mother says she's not worried about having her son so engrossed in gun culture. Quite the opposite.
I look at my two boys. I have two boys. I look at the skills and the knowledge and the safety that they have learned in this sport, and I don't fear that they would ever try to do harm to someone with their gun, with their rifle, just because they have respect for it and respect for what it can do. So I am actually grateful for that.
To be sure, gun control advocates are not trying to take away air rifles or stop teenagers like Jaden and Ty from shooting in competitions. But the competitive shooters at SIPS certainly sense the gun debate moving in. Joe Miller has worked for years with high schoolers. What does he think of all the young people rallying for more gun control?
My first reaction is, and having talked to some of those kids, they really don't know what they're talking about. They see the evil, and it is evil in the gun culture, but they've never really sat down with a shooter, or they've never participated in it to see what the interest is.
Gun opponents have taken aim at AR-15 assault-style rifles, which were largely banned until 2004. An AR-15-style rifle like the one used in Parkland isn't Jaden's preferred gun, but she has shot one before in competition. She says it's really fun.
And if you're taking those guns out of there, it's taking a sport away from people. And I don't think a lot of people think that way. It's kind of like trying to ban football. You're banning an AR-15, which is a sport for some people.
Coach Willoughby says shooting programs like his connect with young people in a way that might prevent future violence.
From a lot of the shootings, the biggest thing is they don't have a family life, or it's a poor family life. You know, so here we try to create a family life, whether or not they have it at home or not, they have it here. They know this is a safe place. They can come talk to us about anything. And all the coaches here will try to fix anything that we can for them.
Willoughby's own daughter, Chandra, got into shooting after attending an NRA camp at Darnell's around age 9. Here's her mother, Vanessa.
People I worked with were like, "You're crazy for letting your child go and stay at a camp and learn all this stuff. And I said, you know, the number one thing they learn is safety.
Chandra is now 15. She's also a flute player in the school band.
She's in control, whether it be her flute or her rifle. It's her. You know, mom and dad's not helping. Coach isn't helping. You're in charge. And I just see the confidence level. She's going to be a freshman this fall, and her confidence level has just skyrocketed.
Asked if there was room for compromise on guns, Coach Willoughby says he'd like to think so.
The biggest fear is if you give them an inch, they'll take a foot.
The national debate over guns is sure to flare again when the next mass shooting inevitably happens. As we search for the middle on this issue, people like those we found at Central Illinois Precision Shooters would be those you'd want at the table. I'm Ryan Denham.
In the 2 weeks since Ryan visited Central Illinois Precision Shooters, another school shooting claimed the lives of 8 students and 2 teachers at a high school in Santa Fe, Texas, and a shooting at a Dixon, Illinois high school resulted in the wounding of the shooter.